Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
A 1, 2, 3, 4!
The Brutally Delicious Podcast! The Brutally Delicious Podcast!
The Brutally Delicious Podcast!
The Brutally Delicious Podcast!
Hey everybody, it's Ray again, but this time I have a show review for you. Last night I went to the Earl and I saw a 3-band lineup that was really fun. I went to see New Junk City, Cat Fight, and Pansy Division at the Earl in Atlanta. In fact, I did an interview with Pansy Division. John and Chris are great guys. They were very fun to interview, very fun to talk to, very fun to work with. The women in Catfight all seemed super cool. I wish I could have just sat down and talked politics with them all day. But as for the overall show, New Junk City opened up at about 8:40. I really liked their songs. If you're a fan of, like mid-2000s pop punk or Midwest emo, then you're gonna want to check them out. I wasn't able to make out any of their song titles because I was in the back, but New Junk City is an overall great band that they're definitely going to be one of the bands that I'm going to listen to a little bit more this year. Cat Fight had a great set. They were second up, and overall they sounded very dynamic, and you can tell that they were influenced by a lot of early 70s punk, and especially from the Riot Girl era. Catfight has been around for years, and their new drummer, who started a couple years ago, is fantastic. I gotta shout out the bass player. She has a Fender 76 precision bass, which is a fantastic choice. And then Pansy Division went on last. They played a lot of their classic hits. They played Femme in a Black Leather Jacket, Cocksucker Club, He Whipped My Ass in Tennis. They did a Deep Water, Some of My Best Friends, That's So Gay. Their set really ran the gamut from their early years to the later years, but I'm pretty happy about that. This is the first time I have seen Pansy Division. They haven't come to... The last time they came to Atlanta was almost 20 years ago, and they had a great set. They sound exactly like they did back in the 90s when I was listening to some of their live recordings. Overall, it was a great night. Set of the night goes to Pansy Division. They had the best stage presence out of any of the bands. John and Chris are funny to watch on stage. Their stage presence is unmatched. They just ran through their songs. It was fast enough that you could mosh to it, but there weren't a lot of younger people in the crowd. That's not to say anything bad about the people who showed up. It was a great crowd. But there wasn't any mosh pits. If there was, I feel like somebody would need a hip replacement afterwards. You know what I mean? But overall, I'm going to give this show an A. It was a great show. If you have a chance to see Pansy Division in Louisiana or in LA in June, you absolutely need to. But yeah, once again, this is At Ray is a Movie Nerd. Thank you very much for listening, and have a great rest of your day.
Hey everyone, this is Tuck from Fit for a King, an off-road minivan. Every week I bring you fun interviews alongside your favorite metalcore entertainers with my new podcast, Get Tucked. Join me every Monday with bands like Counterparts, Crystal Lake, like Moths to Flames, and many more. We play unsigned and undiscovered bands, deep dive into each artist's history, and of course provide the greatest breakdowns in current metalcore. Tune in to Get Tucked every Monday, out now through Sound Talent Media.